Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose Colombo, and I am live right here. Yes, I am. And I hope you're live today, too, because we have an exciting return guest. She's popular, and she's always been, I'm always being asked, when will she return? Because she wrote three fantastic books, 360 Degrees of Success, The Money Flow, and The Doxa Method, D-O-X-A, and you won't want to miss hearing about The Doxa Method. In fact, she's a life coach, a speaker, she lectures around the world, and she helps people such as you and me. If you're an entrepreneur or you have a dream, it just might come true if you listen to and read the books written by Anna Weber. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her in just a little bit. And she'll be joining us on Authors and Experts Corner here on Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday, just for you from noon to 1 p.m., where we talk about a myriad of topics of human interest that affect your life, my life, and people around the world. And I want to welcome all the countries from around the world who listen to Colombo Chronicles and share it. In fact, a large percentage are from the Russian Federation. Welcome, Switzerland, Sweden, Ireland, Mexico, and all the rest of the countries. You are definitely welcome to listen to Colombo Chronicles Live. Of course, you must check the date and the time and bookmark it in your specific state or country. And on the East Coast here in the USA, it would be 3 to 4 p.m., and that would be either dinner time, snack time, break time for many people around the nation who happen to be residing along the East Coast or visiting along the East Coast. And by the way, we want to continue to pray for all of the Americans who live along the East Coast and have been suffering from the storms, made homeless and evacuated from their homes, their jobs, their businesses. And we need to get back on track and start focusing on real Americans, the natural-born Americans, legal Americans who are making this country great and made this country great and may need a helping hand up from the government and from the American people. And if you can't help them out financially, then it's always good to donate and perhaps water, whatever, clothing, and also to pray. Prayer is free, and it just takes you seconds, minutes to pray for our fellow Americans and for people around the country who are hurting, as well as around the world. We're all human beings, and we all laugh, cry, dance, sing, and think, and have our own thoughts about how the world should be run. But in the meantime, we have to survive. And it is survival of the fittest in the world. You have to be strong. You have to have a strong mind and a strong will to succeed if you are going to succeed in life. And success can be anything. It doesn't have to be a goal of millions of dollars. It can be the goal of financial security, peace of mind, and mostly health. Because if you have your health and you have freedom, liberty, and rights, and sovereignty to remain a safe nation, then you are very fortunate and already on a good start to your own personal dream, because peace of mind, financial security, and having a roof over your head, food on the table, clothes on your back, family, friends, and your health. And you believe in a higher power, you're way ahead of the game, way ahead of the game, because everyone has problems. There isn't anybody that escapes problems. It is, how do you identify the problem? Do you run away from it? Do you escape through drugs, legal or illegal drugs, run to the doctor and get another bottle of drugs to solve your problem and just numb out? Is it alcoholism? Is it depression? Is it sleeping longer and to avoid the issues of the day and the problems that come along with life? Hey, if you don't have problems, you're not alive. So be grateful for problems, because problems, there are reasons for problems in our lives. Sometimes they sideswipe us, such as in Judge Kavanaugh's case, where he is the nominee on the conservative side to be a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is that this is a man who's spent approximately 30, 35 years of his life pursuing a career and graduating from Yale University, and appears to have a very nice family, traditional marriage, traditional family, traditional values, morals, principles, and a man of integrity. And then he was sideswiped with accusations and allegations made against him by, I don't know, the last I heard it was three women, but there are two major women, and they are exactly what I stated. They are allegations. They are not evidence. They are not a reason to judge someone's guilt in America. Because in the United States of America, once we rule by mob rule, which I've been posting since this has occurred, and come to our attention on social media and in the news, this incident of mob rule is very dangerous to our freedom, liberty, rights, and could create civil unrest. If civil unrest occurs in the United States of America, there is a chance that we could be put under curfew and martial law and even indefinitely detained, whether it's in our homes or taken away somewhere, an unknown facility. So we are headed down a very deep, dark path if we do not fight back and resist the democratic, socialist, communist type of agendas that they are proposing, that we find people guilty who have not had their day in court, or have not had a fair hearing and have not been heard by senators or the FBI or the powers that be that make decisions about individuals. So judging someone before they've had a fair trial or fair hearing is unfair, not only to the individual, which is physically, emotionally, and financially distressful. But it is also unfair to the family, friends, and the nation when it involves a public servant. So let's be fair. Let's wait for the persons, the accusers, and the person accused to be heard at a fair hearing and with public review, public scrutiny, and don't be the judge, jury, and executioner before the hearing, before the trial, because of social media and talk show hosts who have already made up their minds and have turned into their judge, jury, and executioner by mob rule. Deny the presumption of innocence in America. Every individual is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution to a fair hearing, to justice, to equality, and to be heard by their peers. And we are their peers, and we are the fellow Americans who should withhold judgment until they have had a fair hearing and a fair trial and allow the due process of law to continue and move and evolve and in a peaceful, civilized manner. No one should be accused of a crime and found guilty without a fair hearing, due process of law, or a fair trial. Period. This could happen to you. Injustice can happen to you. You can be accused, anyone, and you may be 100% innocent. And innocent people, as I wrote in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, can and do go to jail based on accusations only and can go to their death and be 110% innocent. So let's all be calm down. Let's just wait for the hearing. Let's wait for the testimony. They will be treated fairly. And then make up your mind. So on that note, I'm going to leave my political comments, and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts. And we have a fabulous guest, Anna Weber, and I'll tell you a little bit about Anna Weber just as soon as we come back from this important message. So don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
I'll be with you in just a minute.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up because you're listening to the Rose. Rose Columbo, who used to be on AM, FM radio, and on KGER, KORG, KIEV, KYMS, KWNK, and on Time Warner Cox Communications cable TV shows where I produced and hosted cable television shows and discussed injustices with victims of legal abuse. That's why I can write books and speak about injustices and by firsthand experience, in fact, unfortunately. And I have helped people around this country, especially women, who didn't have their fair share and their day in court, and things happen, bad things happen to them. So I do understand corruption and injustices and gender bias. And so we want to avoid all of that because we want to become successful people. We don't want to have to be slapped with false allegations and have to defend ourselves when we could be working towards being successful in life and reaching our goals and our dreams. So today, Anna Weber has agreed to come back. She's so popular, and she's written three wonderful books, 360 Degrees of Success, The Money Flow, and The Doxa Method. We'll be concentrating on the Doxa Method today. It's D-O-X-A. And she's going to explain that to us and exactly what it means and how it can help you in your life. She's an in-demand speaker. She's a life coach. She has relationships with around the world, and she helps entrepreneurs, and she's a philanthropist. She is called the consummate people person, as many have described her. She really tells us how to overcome fear in the business world, which helps us overcome fear in life. So people love to be around her. So she was born in Romania, and she moved to Israel, and she made it all the way back to the United States of America, where her home is, and she resides in California. So let's say hello to Anna Weber, and let's get started with the Doxa Method. Hi, Anna. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you? Thank you for this opportunity, and it's wonderful to hear your voice, Rose.
Well, you know, it's always great to hear your voice too, Anna, because you are a voice, and we are a voice that needs information, because many of us are entrepreneurs. We try to succeed. Sometimes we fail. We have to pick ourselves up and try again and see which method works. So we're very interested in your method, the Doxa Method. So why don't you explain to our audience what exactly is D-O-X-A mean, the Doxa Method?
Yeah. Well, the Doxa Method is actually a success formula that I implemented and introduced at the various organizations where I filled positions as CEO, CFO, COO, and even Vice President of Sales. And it's been implemented and exercised for so many years, and I decided to write a book with this topic and information so people can get empowered and learn from 30 years of business and personal life experience and also communications and relationships and how to really transport your fears into success. You know, fear really holds us back, and anxiety and depression, and as, I don't know if all the listeners know, but 48 million Americans are suffering from anxiety, and only 10 million get professional help, and it really enables, basically enabling them to create a successful life and a happy life.
That is so true, because as we know, more Americans are on opioids today than ever in our history. And that's because they are having trouble succeeding in life and trouble in succeeding in the business world. And so with that in mind, how did you come up with the Doxa Method?
Well, I've been passionate about the steps that the Doxa Method is built on, and I've realized that it actually works. It's creating so much, you know, success is a universal concept, and some people might translate it into a marriage or going back to school or getting a degree or buying a new house or travel the world. But yeah, it, like I said, it's a very personal, intimate state of mind, and I think a very deep passion built in me for many, many years. I wanted to, you know, transform, not necessarily transform the people, but transform that fear and apprehension and doubt and insecurity. Because I was once insecure and shy and didn't want to speak up. And the transition wasn't easy. And when I realized where I've come and where I've been before, I said, I just have to do it. It would be unfair to the society. So I've come up with the Doxa Method. The Doxa Method has four steps that it's actually built on. D for desire.
Hello?
And A, allowing you to be you. Think allowing people to be who they are and not trying to make them anything that they cannot be is giving you the freedom and the liberty to really create a desirable life and having not just more success, but having more peace of mind and freedom. And I think that's what everybody's seeking, you know, some type of personal liberty and freedom, and really enjoy each and every day.
Right. And so I know that you were born in Romania. And
yes.
So coming from your background, what happened mm-hmm. to you that you ended up coming to America and becoming so successful? Most people want to know that because it's hard for people living in America to succeed. So how did you do that?
Yeah, you know what? I never took America for granted. But Romania, I was raised very culturally, ballet and opera and beautiful movies from India and decent food. But we were poor in Romania, and sometimes we had to stay in cold weather an hour and a half just for a loaf of bread. I grew up, you know, my parents got divorced when I was five, so I was with my mom. And truthfully, there were some difficult, challenging moments that you were just wondering, oh, is it ever going to change? And then it kind of changed dramatically when my mom and I moved to Israel, to the Middle East, and only realizing I was a little.
Hello? Hello? I think we got cut off from Anna, so let me see what happened, and I'll take a break, and we'll come right back.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car... Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Hi, we're back on Columbo Chronicles. We had some technical problems. Our guest was unfortunately unable to continue for some reason, but I think we've got the problem corrected. So let's continue on with our very special guest, Anna Weber. Anna, I don't know what happened, but we're back on live. And
good.
I don't know, the powers that be, I guess. So tell us, Anna, tell us more about you were born in Romania, is where we left off, and then you went to Israel with your mother, and then you lived in Israel for a while. What was that like, and how did you get to America?
Oh, well, that's one wonderful question. Israel was quite him. You know, we kind of transformed from rags to riches. It was a great life, and I went to private schools, and I got my first degree in international business in Tel Aviv, the University of Tel Aviv. Life was quite awesome and quite amazing until I realized in 1973 when I had a baby in my arms and we were in the shelter for quite some time, I realized that it was a life that I personally am going to continue. And it just ignited an idea in me. And at that time, I was, like I said, a very young girl. I was going to school and with myself. And I began to the kind of the realization and the, making the choice to move to the United States, further my education, and also build a new life, feeling a life of more liberty, more freedom, a larger country, more places to go to. I just feels like I was really kind of closed in. So we packed our suitcases. I had a condo at the time. At 20 years old, I had my condo paid in full. I was very happy at the time. So I took we took all the funds and we moved to New York. And life wasn't very easy. Every investment that we made, it just fell through. So basically, I had my career, my job, and after I graduated from Columbia, we moved to California, and we started life all over again in California. So life has been challenging, and when people ask me, well, you had a lot of stress in your life, I say, no, we had a lot of opportunities and a lot of changes that we had to make to adapt to the new situation or the new circumstances. And that's what basically, it's been quite interesting. It's been very, very colorful, and life is just actually awesome. I personally think if not for the challenges, I probably wouldn't be talking to you today. So here we are.
Right. And so don't you believe that many of those challenges help make you who you are today and help you reach your goals too? Because you learned from those experiences, and so then now you're passing them on to the people that everybody
right.
has challenges, and now you're passing on your information to the people on how to
right.
become successful. So what in your book, The Doxa Method, would you say is one of the most important tips?
One of the most important tips is, I believe it's chapter 4. It's titled Meditations. I think today our society is very much wrapped around being healthy, living a healthy life, and the wellness industry is a huge multi-billion-dollar industry, and everybody, you know, wants to keep well and have the energy and have the vitality and so forth. It took me, being an A-type personality and always thinking that I'm not going to waste time on certain things because they're unimportant, until one day all that changed. I learned how to meditate, and I think there's a huge message here, because to me personally and everyone that I'm encountering to meet with and teach, and I'm realizing that meditation is not only essential, but it's a huge part of our life, because it's a certain disconnect. And I think that disconnect builds so much of the connection and communication between all of us as far as people. And with the new gadgets and technology and everything that we're encountering, that people prefer to text instead of talk to someone or meet someone, and they have very poor verbal skills because there's just really no communication and no connection, I think meditation is huge. It just takes you out of everything that you're doing and everything that you are stressing about or overwhelmed with, and puts you in a moment of just connecting only with yourself. So disconnect the world, connect with yourself, and then connect with the world again. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, it made a big difference in my life. I meditate each and every day, some days perhaps longer than others. But I think that chapter is really, it gets you to the core of your being. And people told me that they read the chapter over and over again, and it just kind of made such an impact on them.
Oh, that's excellent, because I also believe that meditation is very important, because we have to clear our minds, our body, our spirit, and focus. And so would you say that focus is another important issue that people have problems doing, because a lot of people don't know how to focus or can't focus for some reason?
Yes. I think there's so much stimulation in the world, especially with teenagers. And I hear over and over again, teenagers taking their lives, the feeling like they cannot come, they just can't go on. They just cannot move on. It's very, very tragic. So focusing in the moment and being totally devoted and being 100% in that moment, doing whatever you're doing, that may be, you know, homework or some task at work or perhaps travel somewhere or be in the middle of, you know, the airport, wait for a flight, whatever that may be, just be in the moment, because it's so important, because that way you are not just getting life, like, you know, hits at you with all angles and all sides, and you just don't know which direction to take. So it's very important to concentrate and filter and really be in the moment. Just as important as learning how to let go of emotional baggage that you carried in from the previous years that you have really experienced. And I think the Doxa method is also taking you from letting go of previous experiences and challenges and painful ones to the now and moving you into the future and have something to look forward to. So it rotates the three time zones. That's one of the benefits that people get from the Doxa method. And I think that's very, very important, because you're always somehow rotating the three time zones. You can't take away from somebody dreams. Dreams don't have any expiration day. So you want to have something to look forward to, but you want to focus in the now, and you want to also let go and extract the, see the wisdom from yesterday's learnings.
Okay. Oh, hold on one second.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
So, Anna,
yes,
when you say that people should be humbled, what happens to people when they become successful and they start making a lot of money, and then a lot of people end up spending a lot of money and going out of business? How do you lecture to people on how to be responsible once they become successful? What do you say to them?
Well, I think one of the key ingredients in being successful, and perhaps the journey taking you to a certain success, is to blend emotions with common sense, logic, and feelings. Yeah, feelings are very important. I tell people, feel time, F-E-E-L instead of F-I-L-L, feel time. However, sometimes our ego comes in place, pride, our certain, you know, title, identity comes in place, and it really takes over, and our emotional impact, our emotions impact the outcome of a situation, and we don't really use logic. So it's very important to learn in the process, and this is one of the processes I would say that the Doxa method is helping you, is to teach you when is a little bit more feelings, when is more emotions, when is a little more logic, common sense. And we have to look at the outcome. We have to take ourselves to how is this going to work out, and be very careful, because some emotional decisions can really, really handicap one person from living a life that's worth living.
And what about when methods don't work for that person? Is it because they are not following the method correctly and sticking to it and following all the steps? Or is it because they need to correct something that is not helping them succeed in their goal,
endeavor,
helping in their goal?
Yeah, you know, Rose, it's very hard to look in the mirror. I think one of the hardest things in life is to really get inside, to the core of our being, and acknowledge, not necessarily that we made mistakes or we failed. What did we do? What were our actions? And what we did really learn from those actions? Because there's always something that you learn. There's some takeaways and some golden, you know, nuggets. And some people are more coachable or perhaps more teachable. Some people are not. But once you open somebody's mind, it's just they realize that they're awake, they're aware, they're just a whole different person. And then you can just kind of reach with questions. That's what the Doxa method is built on, asking your mind questions. So what are the answers? The choices that you make. So the Doxa method and this whole system is helping people how to take and filter that choice, just like, and marinate the choice, just like we're marinating meat or any types of other products that we want to, you know, before cooking or before serving, makes a big difference. So take your time And sometimes we move a little bit quicker, sometimes a little bit slower. But the bottom line of it is it's very important to take, do your due diligence. Do your due diligence on your life. And this is the toughest thing to do because we're running away. We want to keep busy with everything else but ourselves. And at the end of the day, you figure out, have I really done something, you know, something that's worthwhile in the world? There's a big question, you know, that only that person can answer.
Do you find that people who have open mind to your Doxa method, which they can find on Amazon.com, and the Money Flow and 360 Degrees of Success, do you find that the people who are successful are the ones who truly believe in the method and follow it step by step and seek counseling maybe from you or someone else when things go wrong? Mm-hmm. Or is it the people who believe that they know better and they don't need to follow the Doxa method, and maybe some succeed and some don't? But I would say that the majority probably don't succeed, but I don't know. So what do you think about that? Do you think
The Doxa method is providing you certain tools that you can tailor to fit your life needs. And I'm a firm believer that it's never one size fits all. You can have children from the same parents and so different from one another, different characters, different ambitions, different looks. Everything is quite different. You say, whoa, what happened here? How come one child is so easygoing and the other one isn't? So there is a whole, I personally believe, not to give in, not to give up, just always give more of whatever you might have in life, and that's energy, time, money, whatever that may be. But the bottom line of it is that you can, like I said, you can tailor it to fit some of your needs now. But everything changes. The one thing that's constant is change. So we can't be dwelling too much of what's happened two days ago. Because it already changed anyways. Either you changed it or life changed it or something happened to change it. So there's no 2 days alike. So I would say people with open-mindedness, yes, there are certain things that they can relate to. And that's okay. You don't have to pick up everything. The book is telling you, I guess it's in the finale, that one thing that you might be able to walk away is have less regrets in your life. That's one thing at least this Doxa method is providing you. And that's huge. How many times we have regrets? Why did I marry this person? Why did I move here? Why did I lose the weight or gain the weight or whatever that may be? So you're beating yourself up and you spend so much energy on that instead of saying, you know what? We did what we did and let's move on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have trouble moving on. So in your Doxa method, do you think that people who have more of a positive attitude will succeed more quickly than someone who comes in with a negative attitude? And how do you turn that negative attitude around when you're lecturing? Because I'm sure you have people in the audience who are a few of them are non-believers or, you know, or negative. And so how do you turn those people around to see that, look at what I'm telling you can really help you change your life?
It is a brilliant question. You know, people ask me so often, do you have a certain speech that you basically, or a certain type of lecture that you prepare that it's unified and it's basically like a uniform one at every organization? Absolutely not. Because I see the audience, I want to connect with the audience, I want to see what they're all about. And one thing that they will all get engaged and kind of listen and really make an impact on them, when they feel that you're genuine and authentic and you're telling your story, you're not making up any stories, but you're really telling your story, they can feel the passion, they can feel the energy, they can feel the momentum and saying, you know what, her life hasn't been perfect either. So I think that kind of grabs them and gets them more engaged and more involved, and they ask questions. I love questions and answers because it really gets them, you know, definitely not just involved, but gets them into a deeper level of understanding. So most people, I would say, proact with it and react to it in a very positive fashion. Even the people that might not be totally on the same page with you or like what you said or perhaps agree with what you said, but the story resonates and you say, you know what, this is, but look at her. So it's not the fact that how successful I am, but how comfortable I am with my life and how much I'm embracing it and how much I'm grateful and don't feel entitled, but really feel that it's been an awesome experience. And I think that's something that they definitely pick up on.
What about the people now that you mentioned entitled who become successful and then suddenly they start believing they are entitled and they start treating people and their family or their friends or poorly, and they forget where they came from. What do you think about why do people do that? Why do some people do that? What do you think?
Is it
in their personality?
It's not necessarily the personality. It's what sometimes they become in the process of reaching certain success levels. And I think if I did that, I can do it again. And somehow there's a certain sense of isolation. The relationships are built on a different level. I don't really need you. It becomes, there's a book that I wrote, We Are Not Islands. We do need people. We do need one another. It's codependence and dependence. That's a whole different story. But what I'm saying, sometimes people get so successful and they think that they're islands. They're untouchable. And only to realize that there is a necessity to connect with someone else. And perhaps also ask the question, did you build this empire on your own or did you have people helping you? In all these organizations that I ever worked for, there were so many key people and to-go people that solved so many problems, and they were the key people, you know, sustaining the organization. So you didn't do it on your own. You need to remember that.
So do you think ego plays a lot of part into changing a person's outlook on life and society as a whole when they reach a certain level? And how can people who are becoming successful, how do you teach them to stay on track and not go there?
Yeah, there's a part of the program that I teach people how to switch the ancient wisdom of hats. It's actually shifting hats. It's very important for, and I did it myself, by the way, a corporate executive. I made a very nice income, and I would come home, and my son wants to play with me, and I'm like, I'm killing the corporate mode. So I think it's very important. I learned the hard way, the lessons. I changed my clothes. I put in sweats or whatever, comfortably. I'm a whole different, I'm at home. I'm a home person. I'm a family person. And I think it's not only that teaching our ego to kind of be a little bit lower, but it's also reducing our stress. We can't be always those A-type personalities, go, 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 go. There's got to be something that's kind of relieving that anxiety and that stress and that drive for success. So I think the ego plays a very huge part in our lives. But also we're realizing that our society and our overall culture, especially what's going on now, for quite a few years, is teaching us the materialistic things are so important. They take over everything else. And I have seen, the famous story, a guy says, a wealthy guy comes to a guy and he says, oh, my God, I see you're so happy. How come you're so happy? And he says, I'm just a happy person. He says, why don't you give me your shirt? I'll be happy too. The guy says, but I don't have a shirt. So the story is that it's very, very complex. It's people who have such rich materialistic levels, homes in the millions and cars and so forth, and travel. It's like, I'm better than anyone else. But you are so codependent on all these materialistic things. Who are you as a person? And what do you feel today and how do you feel? I think that's so much more important than reaching all these great toys that we can, that are actually a temporary satisfactory kind of a place to be,
Yeah. So would you say that it's more important to use the Doxa method to live a comfortable life for financial security and still maintain your sense of family, friends, and giving
yeah.
to people who are in need? Is that more of your Doxa method and the flow of
yeah.
money? Because the flow of money
yeah.
Comes and goes, as we all know.
Yes, yes. And you know, money is a great servant. It cannot be your master. And money, in its nature, will not make you happy. I'm not going to say that money is not important. You can go into the supermarket, even they know you and they like you, and say, I'm going to buy a bunch of groceries and I'll pay you next month. It doesn't work. But what I think it's very important, yeah, it's very important here to understand and to live the life of balance. There's a time for everything. There's a time for family. There's a time for social life. There's a time for you by yourself, you know, being a little bit solo, travel solo through the world. There is a time for work and enjoy everything you do and feel that there is a connecting ribbon between all of these facets of life. It's not just one size, you know, fits all. And the bottom line of it is that there's going to be moments when you're going to feel lousy, and there's going to be moments when you're going to feel like, oh, you know what, I'm not excited about it. There's moments like this, because that's, if everything was perfect and if everything was so colorful, we wouldn't know the difference anyway. So I think by knowing the difference, we can navigate and shift our lives to blend emotions and common sense and try to come up with what really fits us. Be an original, be yourself, you know, don't be anybody else. This is what makes you so beautiful. Be you, allowing you to be you. I think that's the key to all the, basically the entire Doxa, you know, program method.
That's what I love about your books, is because they teach people how to stay on a good state of mind, peace of mind, and not go crazy and become a person they aren't, and just to remain themselves while creating their business and creating money and not letting the money be the God. And
right.
I think is very important in your books, and as well as, you know, learning from your experiences in life. So in the end, do you believe that there is it's important to have some sort of belief in a higher power, because we're just human beings? What do you think?
Yes, I think I don't like to influence it that way, because it's a real deep choice. But I think believing in something that's higher than you are, and having the respect and acknowledgement and the whole way of thinking, is this, because everything is costing a price. There's no such a thing as anything is for free. But I always tell people that everything that's for a trade-off of some funds is much cheaper than that around us, and it's really determining our life.
Hello? Oh, we're cutting out again. Hello, Anna?
Yes,
that's okay. That's okay, because now we're going to have to come to the end of the interview, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know what happened to our technical connection, but we'll have you back again, and hopefully,
I don't know
whose end it was on, but either way, it will be fixed by then. It never happened before, so things happen. What are we going to do, right? But
thank
the show
you.
Went on, and the information went forward, and your books, 360 Degrees of Success, The Money Flow, and The Doxa Method are fantastic. So why don't you take a minute or so to tell us any message you like, and also where they can find you online and your books.
Yeah, they can find everything on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and my website, any information that people might need. www.annaweberdoxa.com. My message is just, you know, it's awesome.
Oh.
Just awesome. That's all I can say to people today. everything else works out.
Okay, so thank you so much, Anna. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll have you back again, and And you have a blessed and a great day and a financially successful day, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.